Watch out for the grease.
Yeah.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh? Where am I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the grease.
Boo.
Watch where you step.
Heyo. Yeah, yeah, ayo, it's the grease of your eyes, the dirt under your feet, and it's that grimy shit that grows in your belly button, your boy, Big Bumble Bolly, from the smallest, the coziest rusty cage in the Grease Valley with some of that Grease Valley Radio. Oh boy, how's it going, Grease babies? I'm chilling, I'm in prison doing my thing, it's all right. I wish I could tell you it's a shiny, filthy day under May's purple sun, but the war of a million wax rages on. Those tactical monstrosities. It's been a hard one, I'll tell you that. You heard a little bit of the chaos and we're able to get them out of our immediate valley, but the war is raging. Oh my god, I've got frontline reports from Mother Maddox and the Grease Dogs themselves. Man, the whole holding it down up there. I gotta respect them for their fucking courage. I've even got scout drones from the different cryptid towers I've set up. So I've been using them to actually scout movements. I've got the MJet up in the sky spying on whatever the fuck's going on in Old Consin and where the Wax Legion is coming from. And, you know, maybe even some friends for some reinforcements. Man, I got all the news reports for you guys today. The million wax war. All of the reports and more from my grimy prison cell in the Grease Valley. I mean, today. All right, let's get right into it, because, oh boy, all the folks on the front lines, all my warriors and fighters out there looking out for the Grease Valley, they're waiting on these war reports. They rely on them, so you know what I mean? Here it is for all my Grease denizens out there. All right, so the Grease Dogs, led by Mother Maddox herself, the principal of Grease Dog High, and a very trusted leader amongst the Grease Dogs. They're still a bunch of delinquent fucks in my eyes, but the high schools really helped them become more responsible, more of a team, and you know, when they've put their mind to wars, I mean, they're a bunch of fucking angsty ass teenagers and people in their mid-20s approaching their 30s, you know what I mean? They're learning how to do life and they're fighting for our cause. They've pushed the Wax Legionnaires actually all the way back to the Rocky Mountains, a huge accomplishment with the help of Baltharis. I mean, they've been using Baltharis as a flanker, so they'll set up the war sides, and then they'll have Baltharis sneak up along the mountainside, sneak up behind the Wax Legion, and come barreling down the mountains at a million speed, her giant tree branch trunks knocking and breaking everything out of its way, destroying the Wax Legionnaires immediately. You know, we got that tactic from the Bolt Rock Sliders. We use all the tactics we learn from all the cryptids out there, and oh my god, see, they're in our territory right now, so we've been able to use all of the Grease traps we've been setting up. So far, the best way to fight the Wax Legion is with fire, so all the grease traps have really been helping us out with their napalm-like effects. Some real good shit. But as the war leaves our backyards, logistics are getting harder and harder. I mean, war, I don't get excited for war. I don't get excited for the fighting and the killing. But the logistics of it all is where I actually have to come in, because this is when we're talking about how do we get our troops to different areas? How do we defend certain lands? We don't have any more defenses, so we're going to be stuck out in the shits out there unless we set more up. It's going to be harder to get supplies and food and water to our people. The further we have to travel, the less easy all of this gets. And Zane, oh my god, this dumb motherfucker Zane just keeps on pushing that we should take the war to their doorsteps. How dare these motherfucking Wax Legionnaires come into our valley and invade us and infiltrate us and kidnap our people? So, you know, he's saying bring it to their doorsteps, but I'm thinking, well, I mean, why though? I mean, why are we trying to get all the way up in their faces? I mean, I don't think the logistics are just gonna get harder. It's gonna get harder to get troops there. I don't know if I'm fucking with it, but yeah. what do I get to say? I'm just stuck in this fucking shitty prison cell, but I'm just thinking we already have enough enemies, and if we spread ourselves too thin, what happens if somebody from the Golden Coast comes our way? What happens if the Lone Star Gunmongers come on up from the south? We don't know, so we gotta stay protected. We can't spread ourselves that thin, and this is to confirm also those lantern specters we were mentioning last week. Those weren't no ghosts. Those weren't no phantoms. Those were wax scouts, we come to learn. They've actually locked down the Rockies. Those scouts that they've had up there for weeks, they've established outposts, they've established defenses, so taking the Rockies is not going to be an easy job. And they have the whole layout and the landscape up there, so we're struggling to get through the Rockies, leaving us where we are now. But they're not in the valley, and that's all we could ask for in the moment. So, you know, the Wax Legion as a whole, these are not easy enemies to defeat. These are not people that we're trying to stay in war with, because they are seemingly undying. I mean, their limbs and skin mold and morph into whatever they need them to be. Shit. They're literally wax figurines from what I could tell. They might have humanoid futuristics and characteristics, but I don't know. Every time we chop off one of their arms, they spray some wax on it and they could regrow an arm. Shit, they could rebuild almost their whole body if they need to. I've seen it, especially with those wax throwers. Now, the wax throwers are scary because they could throw it onto our houses, onto us, it burns us, but not only does that, it statuifies us inside of the wax. So it's a very devastating weapon, but they're also using it to heal and revive their own folk. They said, oh yeah, someone with a wax thrower starts spraying a bunch of corpses of the Wax Legionnaires, and the Legionnaires are actually able to regrow using that new wax thrown onto them. It's horrible. It's monstrous. I've also interpreted it as beautiful sometimes. Is this some new form of evolution? Some new technology? Some type of magic? I have no clue how they're doing this, but I mean, it's not helping us. It's making war really hard. And on top of that, we'd be able to figure out what it was better, but they keep on recovering all their bodies from war. Every time a battle ends, they focus on recovering all the bodies so that we can't analyze them. But also, we have to figure the wax is being reused. They're maybe just like resurrecting these warriors. I have no clue what's going on. They're always plaid and geared up in lightly armored, tank tops and shorts mainly. So that means most of their skin, their waxy skin, is revealed. But that also means when they get hit with wax sprayers or fucking wax grenades, that they're able to re-waxify themselves. These undying warriors are becoming more and more hard to defeat. These fucking legionnaires, not to mention they're all equipped with canister rifles and wax grenades. Now, canister rifles differ from a regular conventional type of firearm, a ballistic firearm, or even say something like a lava firearm or a lightning firearm. Now, these ones are using hyper-compressed gases from, that's where the canisters on the back of their butts come from. On top of that, they have a hopper on top of it, so they load up the hopper with different materials. Sometimes they use rocks, sometimes they use glass. Sharded glass hurts like a motherfucker when shot from the hyper-compressed gases. And I mean, the Wax Legionnaires specifically are using small balls of wax. They're flying at you at 300 miles per hour. Once that shit hits you, it's ripping through your lungs, it's ripping through your body, it's horrible. The one good thing so far, though, is seemingly they have no allies to call upon. And if you know one thing about the Grease Valley, baby, that's all we got, man. I got all the allies. Like, man, I've called for some outside help. Now, I won't exactly say who until they come, just because I don't know if a Wax Legionnaire is listening in. I don't know if they got spies. I don't know what they got going on. So I'll tell you if they arrive. But as of right now, we've got Blessy Bone and her Apoctites of the Flower. She's been training them for months, and they've been sent off into the Filthy Crests to look for potential allies like the Glass Mage, and especially to look out for the Sleeping Giant, and maybe even the Night Watchers. Shit, if we could get a helicopter up in the sky, we'll be looking golden, but they've been missing for months, and Zane had no luck looking for him, even though I don't know genuinely how hard he looked. And as for Cassidy Shootout Oakley, he is on an epic quest right now, which I will tell you about later. And, you know, besides that, I've been trying to contact Ragnar. I get these little grease piles and pools building up in my, cage, so I try to light them on fire and contact him through that spiritual, ritualistic means, but, no luck so far, so, Wait, is it? It's getting fucking dark outside. It is midday. Why the fuck is it getting dark all of a sudden? There's a bunch of clouds. I'm getting cold too. There's something coming through the window. What is this? Green snow? This viscousy ass green snow? It's almost summer. What the fuck? Is this some kind of magics? Was this them? Is this something else? What the fuck's going on here? I'll be right back to you with some more Grease Valley Radio. So we can confirm via reports from Mother Maddox herself that there is a blizzard, a viscousy blizzard of green snow raging from all the Rockies all the way into our Grease Valley itself. Now, I have only heard of one group rumored to be strong enough to catch this kind of ritualistic weather spells. We've only seen it once before, and magic like this can only come from the Mog. The Mog, a group referenced a couple times here and there. I think Cassidy fought them most recently, but I've never seen weather rituals of this magnitude. While I was in Beach City, I was actually able to meet a runaway Mog inside of the bar when I was hanging out, and got some fucking scary ass stories about the Mog culture. Apparently, the Mog are an amphibian folk who harness their magic, and they spell magic with a K. There's a lot of different magics in the world, and they have their magic with a K, from consuming magic materials and items. Now, you think, that's probably how everyone gets magic. No. Most other people, even mages in the Appalachian Mage Academy, they get sick from doing this. You're not supposed to just eat magic materials. That shit will either make you vomit or get wildly sick and very likely die not too long after. So the amphibian folk, the Mog, seem to be the only ones who are able to consume magic materials and items and actually gain more power and more magic from that. However, they can create their own magic items. Only one kind. And it's their kids. Their own offspring are seem to be born slightly more inherently magical. Maybe if they have mana blood inside of them, maybe something like that's going on. Their type of magic is researched so far, but apparently they're able to spawn offspring in mass batches, and most of them do not survive very long after birth because, the parents, they get magic from eating magic. So a bunch of magic kids pop out. I don't know. Uh-oh. And those that do are able to survive long enough, they're really just used to stockpile magic more or less. They send their children out to go collect magic items, eat them up, become stronger themselves, just so they can be consumed before adulthood by their parents. Unless they escape. Which is who I met. Now this runaway Mog was the only of its litter to be able to escape, and it is some hard stories. They're usually range from 5 to 6 foot big, very bulky, big amphibian-like people. They're very, usually hooded, very covering their skin most of the time, so they're not easily identified. Now, it is night nowadays. I'm looking outside. It's dark as fuck. We're stuck in the snowstorm. I have absolutely no idea what's going on here. The grease throwers are useless. Our only real advantage against the Wax Legion was using our grease throwers and our fire and our grease traps, but we can't start a fire in this fucking snowstorm. And there are reports of large hooded figures using enchanted cards and scrolls. This is leading me to only believe that the Wax Legionnaires have recruited Mog reinforcements. This is not good for the Valley. If we cannot burn the Wax Legionnaires, there's seemingly no fucking stopping them. Bullets, knives, they're made of wax. It goes right through them. What the fuck are we supposed to do? Now, the one thing that we have going for us is the Mog need to channel their magic. Unlike, the spellcasters from the Appalachian Mage Academy or the Grease Guardians themselves, they use incantations and they're able to conjure magic. These people must channel their magic, hence using rituals mainly. But if they need to use a spell on the fly on the battlefield, they are able to channel their magic through these ritualistic cards and scrolls, usually with words drawn all over it or pictures drawn on them. And they're able to, you know, if the card has death written 1,000 times on it, they're able to create a death hex. If the card has a giant snowstorm written on it, they're able to conjure a snowstorm. But this snowstorm, I mean, the Rockies all the way to here, this had to have been a ritual by a group of them, a group of their sorcerers. Now, what? You guys hear that? Oh boy, the sounds of jets soaring overhead. That is, I know this one. Oh boy, is that a, shit, up in my window, is that a Twilight Owl? I just got hit with a telepathic blast, a message from the Appalachian Mage Academy themselves. Oh my God, a coven of astrologists, the Star Witches. They're here to save us. Oh my God, that's what the sword was. They're flying faster than the speed of light. I mean, holy shit. The Phantom Bullet Tier Guild themselves, the Star Witches, an elite air squad who have defeated the Hollow Crinbog, the Witches versus sorcerers. There's no telling what's gonna happen next. I mean, magic reinforcements on both sides. This war is ramping up. I'm telling you, there are reports of star showers carpeting the Rocky Mountains. The solar explosions can burn through any snow. Magic or not, shit, snow wax. These solar explosions are gonna rip through everything on the mountains. Shout out to the fucking Star Witches and the star showers. God damn. I'm gonna go collect more info and reports, and I'll be right back with you with the magic on magic reinforcements, baby!
Hello, I am the war poet, Ghost Horror Stormbreaker, leader of the Filthy State's most elite kill squad mercenaries, Winds of Chains, with a special offer to any warring kingdom, 2 weeks service, and access to our surveillance wasps for a low price. This includes Wind Waker bike squads, 5 Thunder Barrage Highway Fortresses, and our legendary Chain Assassins, all for one payment plan of 500 acres of land, 5 castles, and 50 war-ready units. Respond today and also have your name mentioned favorably in the Slabs of War. Truly the only historical place the Great Filthy War will be recorded. How will your names go down in history? From the Winds of Chains, mercenaries, war is nearly here. Ghost Heart Stormbreaker has given you your offer. Now I am gone.
Hey, oh yeah, I'm happy to report the skies are clear. They've been cleared, and the cosmic carpet bombs must have interrupted any Mog ritual circles that were out there or on top of the Rockies. But, no snow has now revealed that the sun is out, and the Star Witches must land until night comes. They've landed in the nearby land of glaciers until dusk, but Oh man, these dumb motherfuckers better watch out, because once the Star Witches are back in the sky, what?
Hello, Bali, you home? Heard your radio's on. No more of that. No more friends to protect you.
No.
End of the line, my old pal.
Zane, no, you're going fucking crazy. Get the fuck out of here, Zane. Leave me alone, won't you? Aren't you supposed to be helping with the war? Aren't you supposed to do... What are you doing? You know I'm live, right? You know everybody heard that you're here already? There's no... Whoa. Zane, where'd you get that knife? I've seen one like that before. What the fuck? A fucking bone knife? Dude, get the fuck away from me. Fucking stop! No, don't unlock my door! Don't let... Fucking, it's Zane. Everybody, if I don't make it out of it, he's not talking. He's just grinning at me like you guys don't know he's already. If I die, everybody know that it was Zane who did it. Fuck you, guy. Open up my drop. Kick. Oh, fuck. Help. Help. Anyone help me. Please help me. Yo, dude, stop swinging that knife at me. Stop. Fuck. Ow. Get the fuck away. Whoa. Yeah. Hell yeah! I've always got friends, you dumb motherfucker! Larkin, my slime hawk princess has arrived! She heard my call! Yes, claw his eyes out! Fucking claw him up like they do in Visitors! Get him! Yeah! Oh shit! Bella knocked his ass to the ground! Yeah, fuck you, Zane! Get that knife out of here! No more knife for you, dumb motherfucker!
Get your greasy grubs off of me! Damn filthy creatures! Rip my new sparkle jacket! How dare you!
Dad, somebody stop him! Hell, you motherfucker's running away! What were those markings on his back? When his jacket was all dripped, I saw some fucking golden marks. Yeah, somebody catch him! God. I just realized I'm free. I'm free for the first time in a while. And I'm with my little creature babies. Nothing's gonna stop us out here. Now let's go find them. Oh, fuck. I haven't been outside the halls of Grime in at least a week or two. Jesus, the grease beneath my feet again. The fresh, grimy-ass air. God, I love my valley. And your time's come, man of money. What's your deal, Zane? Where the fuck are you? Come on out. Bella, go check behind that building. Larkin, get us aerial view. We know you're from the Golden Coast, but we treated you like family, Zane. We treated you like one of us. For what? Huh? For what, you motherfucker? Just for you to treat us like this? Where are you? Yes, there he is. Good job, Larkin. There he is. Catch him. Catch him, my baby goon. She's behind that dumpster. Yeah, nice one, Larkin. No, wait. Shit. Fuck. His jacket's all torn up and I can see his back. What the fuck happened, Zane? What the fuck's wrong with you?
No, don't look at me. Get off me. Fuck you. You're fucking crazy, Bali. You grease fuck.
What the fuck, dude? What the fuck? Turn over. Jesus Christ. He's got markings all over him. He's got these fucking charred burns all across his body. Everything from his neck down is burned black. And there's just golden handprints up and down your whole body, dude. What the fuck happened? Gee, there's thousands of golden handprints on you. What the hell happened to you, Zane? Dude, wait, are you a fucking golden hand spy? Are you part of that fucking secret society, you motherfucker? Why? Why us? Why would you infiltrate us? Who the fuck are you, dude? Where'd you get that fucking knife, Zane?
You've got people killed, Bali. And then I don't have to answer shit. I haven't done anything. You got nothing on me.
Fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. God damn it. Why would you do this to us, Zane? Have you been leaking our war plans back to the Golden Coast? Who the fuck are your bosses? God damn it. Me and you, we're going back to jail. You're coming back to prison with me, you motherfucker. We'll see how you like that. Because the Grease Valley, frankly, doesn't have fucking time to deal with this right now. The Valley's part of a fucking war, dude, and this is what you're doing? Nah. Come on, we're going back to prison. You and me. Hope you like a fucking cramped, slimy ass cage near mine. Fucking golden boy. Come on, come with me. All right, folks. I'll I'll bring you a wrap-up once me and him are back in confinement. To you. Yeah, so we're back in our fucking cages in the Hall of Grime, and this dumb
Let me free.
Stop.
You'll regret this, Bali.
The fuck does that
mean? This is illegal imprisonment. I'm a political prisoner.
No.
Bali, your time is coming.
Yo, shut the fuck up, golden boy. You little baby. You little golden baby. You fucking traitor. You don't get a say during wartime anymore. No, no. The Valley will not forget this. Yo, once we make it through the great filthy war, let alone the war of a million wax, we're gonna deal with your ass. We're gonna see what the fuck you've leaked from us. Your time will come, Zane. How about that? Yeah? Okay. Fuck. You distracted me. We got war going on left and right. And speaking of fucking reports, we've got great reports from the Rockies. Oh my god. Everything's been going great up there, apparently. And apparently, oh my god, the Highway Queen, Hecatonkery, and my boy McStarkin, the mad scientist, have answered our call. And they are supplying mobile ground support via the Dragon Bone Express. That giant fucking armored train they drive around the filthy states. It is in the Rockies as of right now. They're sending bombardments. They're sending out marauders and looters to go fuck with the wax legionnaires. And as dusk approaches, the Star Witches are gearing up for another aerial assault. I mean, at this point, shit, we're about to grasp control of the Northern Rockies. And hopefully we'll just stop there and start fortifying the Rocky Mountains up. I mean, if we can set up defenses there, I don't know if the great or if anyone will be able to get back into our fucking valley. You know, that's the goal right now. We've got control of the air. We've got some control of the vehicles. You know what I mean? What else could we need? And, okay, one small report that has come in is that the more we move into the Rockies, the more reports of Greatest Valley goons are still lurking up there, apparently. Small bands of them wielding knives are moving around and fucking running around whenever we're not looking, you know? So we gotta be careful. We don't know what those fuckers are up to. And, you know, I don't love all this war shit either. I know you're getting tired of war talk, but, I mean, we hope to stay neutral after fighting off the Wax Legion, so I don't gotta report on bunches of war and shit. This episode's been enough in itself. And you know, to move away from war shit for a second, oh my god, I am so excited to announce, oh my god, Cassidy, Shootout Oakley's epic Nebulos tier quest. Oh my god, the once in a lifetime quest every fucking quester looks for, and this is his, the hunt for the god AI. Yes, we destroyed their physical body, the giant Hecatonkery body it moved into the Grease Valley and tried to consume us all with. We destroyed it, but now we must hunt down his techno soul to its home, its heart, and Cassidy will find it. Ooh, he's lurking in the heart of the Swamp Kingdom right now. What up, the Swamp Kingdom? You know what I mean? That shit's decommissioned, but somewhere deep inside of it is the home of the god AI, and Cassidy will find him out, fucking rip him out of there, and we will no longer have to deal with that god AI anymore. Oh my god, epic quests, god slaying, and so much more next time on Grease Valley Radio. To you.
Goodbye, you filthy freaks.
To you. Grease Valley Radio was written, produced, and created by BBB/Sebastian Buderbaugh. All voice acting and narration, unless otherwise credited, was done by Sebastian B/BBB. And to find more of the show, find updates, go to Twitter, at Grease Radio. You could find additional content on there, like quests. We post quests just like it's a quest board over there. Go check it out on Twitter, at Grease Radio. And also, if you'd like to support the show, please leave us a free, absolutely free, Apple review. Man, 5 stars real quick helps grow the community and get this podcast in the ears of more listeners. Or pay me. Help me financially. I have a Patreon at Grease Radio, Grease Valley Radio. Go check it out. We got a $2 tier where you can get shouts out at the end of the episodes, like right here. And there are more tiers where you could be written into the lore of the Grease Valley. Go check it out on Patreon at Grease Valley Radio, or for a free option, leave an Apple review. It really means a lot. Thank you for supporting. And to find more content, go to SoundCloud or Bandcamp, type in Bullet Teeth, much like the artist slash gun bard you've heard on here. Go check them out. I've got tons of projects. We just released 2 singles in the past 2 weeks. Go check it out for new music produced by BBB. Thank you for checking all of it out. Thank you for hanging around. Thank you for being you. This has been Grease Valley Radio to you.